Fortescue Metal says it's going to cap iron ore shipments at current levels for the time being, as the price stagnates around $50 a tonne. A massive oversupply of iron ore globally has driven the price down by half over the past year. It's sent some smaller iron ore miners out of business. FMG has dramatically cut its costs of production and says it can cope if the price of iron ore falls further. But one analyst says production caps and cost cutting will make no difference for Fortescue because of China's slowing economy and the company's high level of debt. Sue Lannan.
Earlier this year, Fortescue Metals founder Andrew Forrest provoked controversy when he called on the world's biggest miners to cut their production to push up prices, forced down by an oversupply of iron ore. Now Fortescue plans to cap its own production by keeping shipments around current levels of 165 million tonnes a year. Releasing the company's June quarter production report, FMG Chief Executive Nev Power blamed other miners for the supply glut, despite FMG own ramp up.
We're choosing not to just mindlessly produce and use that as the mechanism to drive down our cost. We're looking for efficiency and productivity through our business rather than just using increased volumes to reduce costs.
Matthew Hodge, Asia Pacific Head of Resources and Energy at Morningstar, says FMG's production cap won't make any difference because more supply is coming onto the market.
Fortescue's been pretty much the most aggressive of all the miners. They've come from zero a decade ago to being nearly 10% of the market. To say, okay, well, we're going to cap supply now that we've fully expanded, I really don't think that's much of an offering at all. And they're not really in a position to dictate where this market's going to go either. But the fact of the matter is there's still more supply coming on, and that's coming on at a lower price.
Fortescue's cost of production is above $40 a tonne. It's making a small margin at the current iron ore price of around $52 a tonne. Nev Power says the miner can cut that figure to $39 a tonne in 2016, even if iron ore prices fall further.
With $2.4 billion in the bank and no debt due until 2019, we're in an incredibly strong position from a balance sheet point of view. So there's absolutely no problems for us to be able to sustain very long periods of low iron ore price if that's where the market goes. And the other point I'd make is that we're at the low end of the global cost curve, and we hear this pointless argument from time to time about whether we're a dollar more or a dollar less than somebody else. But the reality is there's about 200 million tonnes of production that's above the bottom four low-cost producers that is going to be well and truly losing money at low iron ore prices.
But not everyone shares the confidence of the Fortescue boss. Matthew Hodge says FMG has more than $7 billion in net debt, higher costs of production and poorer quality iron ore. And China, FMG's biggest customer, is slowing down.
If it's the marginal cost producer and the marginal cost falls, what happens is the iron ore price comes down. So I think the outlook for them is pretty difficult. Regardless of all the bells and whistles or all the levers that they pull, I think they're in a tough position. And in addition to that, they've got one of the weakest balance sheets of their peers entering into a downturn, a big downturn from a massive boom. And the big picture's not great for Fortescue.
Well, Nev Power and Fortescue argue today that they've got $2.4 billion cash on hand and no debt due until 2019, and therefore they would be able to cope if the price of iron ore fell and if they brought costs down.
They're right in that 2019 is the problem. You've got $5 billion of debt maturing then. They can survive until that time, right? Do they thrive? I don't think so.
He thinks FMG could become a marginal producer if smaller, higher-cost Australian miners close down because of the lower iron ore price. And he thinks Fortescue shares are overvalued.
We've subsequently reduced our long-term iron ore price and our fair value on Fortescue, and we think they're significantly overvalued from these levels.
Matthew Hodge, Asia Pacific Head of Resources and Energy at Morningstar, ending Sue Lannan's report.